Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What's up? I'm putting my hands in the air. No, I'm not. I'm lying. What's up, everybody? Long time no listen. Long time no talk. It is Billy, the one and only Borelli Laugh Chat. How are you? It is October 21st, 2016, on a Friday night. You're probably not listening. In fact, I guarantee nobody's listening, but I'm going to talk anyway. What's going on? The World Series is coming. We got to find out who's if the Cubs are going to beat the Dodgers. The Indians are already in it, so that's good for Cleveland. They've already had the Cavaliers won a championship. They beat the Warriors. But anyway, we're not going to get into that. What is going on? It's Friday. It was leg day. It was day number four at the gym. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I did my rest muscle on Thursday. Friday was 4 days. But we won't delve into all that. We're just going to go right into it. The elections are coming up, and we have two choices. at least last election, decent choices. We had, Mitt Romney. We had Obama. Obama won, of course. And the thing that gets me is, okay, I'm not going to sit up here and say and make excuses for both our candidates. Donald Trump, really? I mean, he was just like he was like a boy with a lot of money. And he just bought everything and did everything. And that's all he was to me. He was just a guy that knew how to make money. And he did. And he made money. And he always had a lot of money. And everybody liked him. Everybody wanted to be like Donald. Everybody wanted to do this and do that, just like the Don. So everybody was, Donald Trump. Now everybody doesn't like Donald Trump. They think he's racist and all this. And we already discussed what he said, what he actually said. And nowhere did he say it was racist. And first of all, learn what the definition between racist, bigoted, and prejudice means. Because people are calling people racist when it's really just a bigoted statement. When things are bigoted, a racist, let me spell it out for you. Let me just break it down for you. A bigot. He says things. He says off-color remarks, and not even in a joking way. See, there's comedy. There's a way you can do it. Like I do jihadi. I like doing my jihadi stuff. Like my neighbors, they're outside. They're having their jihadi party. They're getting ready, I heard them chanting a new song around their barbecue. I offered bacon, but they kind of looked at me funny, and I was like, hey, how about some pork spare ribs? And they were like really pissed. They were chanting jihadi for Trump. Don't you want jihadi for Trump? Don't you need jihadi for Trump? Wouldn't you like jihadi for Trump? You better commit jihadi for Trump. And they did it. Oh, stood up and then they all fell down. And I thought that was like kind of sweet. I was like, oh, wow, they're kind of showing their support for the Don. Wow, that's really great. But, he might have made some off-color remarks, which doesn't necessarily mean he's racist. Was it a bigoted statement? Possibly, you know, by saying that Mexico isn't sending their best people. They're sending over rapists and criminals, and there are some good people, I suppose, as well, is what he said. He didn't say Mexicans are rapists and criminals, and I don't like them, and we should build a wall to keep them out. So people kind of twisted his what he said. Now, he could have said it a different way to soften the blow and said, hey, that border is way too open. Everybody's coming through there. Everybody in the world is coming through there, not just Mexicans, but everybody. Everybody that wants to jihadi America, they're getting through somehow the quick way, and they're coming through the Mexican border because it's so porous. Now, he could have said that. That doesn't sound – that's like any country in the world that has a border wall. You know, any country in the world that has a border wall, those aren't mentioned. Only the one that is between the United States and Mexico, because the evil white man. So, you know, it's – and it seems to me it's a lot of these millennials. They're so quick. Like, I can do a Chinese accent very good. And I didn't say anything derogatory about it. I just did the accent. So fucking what? Get the sticks out of your ass, millennials. You and hipsters kind of drive me crazy. You millennials need to learn your place. Just because you got a participant ribbon when you should have gotten last place doesn't mean that you can cry about everything that offends you. The world doesn't revolve around your feelings, millennials. If your butt hurt, oh, well, that's too damn bad. Too damn bad. And I got another message for you, millennials. When you get pulled over by the police, try to act accordingly. Try to act like an adult.
Millennial's Instruction Guide to Routine Traffic Stops. Step 1. Be courteous when the police ask you for your driver's license and proof of financial responsibility. Try to make eye contact with said officer. In doing so, might result in a lesser penalty or just a verbal warning. Step 2. Please refrain from using electronic devices such as cell phones while said officer performs his or her duties during the traffic stop. Although not illegal, video recording said officer might impede his or her duties and could result in a stiffer penalty due to said officer's discretion and compliance of millennial vehicle operator. Step 3. When said officer hands you your citation, please sign your citation. Please refrain from being combative and indignant with said officer. In doing so, could result in your arrest and stiffer penalties. Step 4. If millennial driver believes said officer made an error, have your citation disputed at your local municipal court. If said officer is unable to attend the court date, your citation will be dismissed. Last but not least, courtesy and manners usually are the best methods when dealing with law enforcement officials. In doing so will usually result in said officer letting you go with a warning or a minor citation. Thank you for listening to a Millennial's Instruction Guide to Routine Traffic Stops.
How hard is that? How hard is that? How back in the day, doesn't matter who you were, yeah, you got nervous. I got nervous. Hell, I got nervous because I knew I fucked up. So I would stop. Hey, you know, I'm sorry. Hey, man, I screwed up. I mean, a police officer doesn't. We went through this already. I don't know why I'm repeating myself, because millennials have thick head, just like hipsters. I swear to God, if a millennial and a hipster got into a fight inside Starbucks, which one do you think would cry and break a nail first? I'm putting my money on the millennial. I think the hipster may have an advantage. They may have, you know, groomed their beard a little bit too much, and they got that little wrist action going, you know, from grooming the beard and typing their keyboards and those stirring their lattes. So just comply. It's not that hard to stick to set your pride aside. It's pride. You don't like to be told what to do. Nobody tells me what to do. But you have a job, right? Somebody tells you what to do and you get paid for it, right? Is that right? Or do you just collect unemployment and you're being told what to do? You're being told how to fill in the bubbles and how to get your money. You're being told what to do. So little do you know you're being told what to do. A police officer is doing their job. It isn't somebody who's power hungry. Oh, I'm going to go through a year or two in waiting to get into the police department, go through training, go through the academy, go through field training, just so I can shoot an unarmed man. Wow, that's my life's goal. I want to be able to legally shoot an unarmed man, so I'm going to become a cop. How fucking stupid does that sound? Really? Oh, I'm done with that. Anyway, my neighbors are out jihading around the fire right now. And, you know, I pulled up and there's like three people looking at the cat that I feed. Now, it's a cat. It's not a spaceship. It's not a giant dildo. It's not a glowing gremlin. It's not some foreign thing, not Mars orbiter. It's a cat. Have you never seen a cat before? Would you like to go to the zoo? Possibly. There's bigger ones. You may be able to feed them. Go ahead. Stick your hand in there. I dare you. And they're just like looking at the cat like it's a big deal. It's a fucking cat. Are you sizing it up to put it on the grill? I don't know if it's halal. Is it halal? I don't think it's halal. That's what I'll say. He's not halal, whatever the fuck you said, guys. You know, he's not. So don't think about it. Here's some bacon. I'm going to toss bacon at him. Bacon. Get away from the cat. He eats bacon. You don't. By the way, I'm on a diet right now because I got that skin shit going on again. So I'm on a diet. I've lost some weight. I'm pissing my brains out. I'm taking all these pills and working out. Great. I'm going to be cut and have shitty skin, itchy skin. Wonderful. Yay me. Love to be me. So they're watching. They're watching this cat like, oh, my God, look at it. It is so beautiful. I bet if we strap a bomb to it and make it run, it will run into that white guy's house and blow him to jihad. The Allahs and the Akbars and the Gurkhas and the Sherpas are out there, and they're just having a great time. You know, I'm cool. I'm actually cool with them. If you may think I'm a bigot, hey, this is comedy, so shut the fuck up. You know, if your feelings are hurt, turn me off. He's a racist. Shut your fucking dick holster. I'll tell you what. Let me tell you what I'm mixed with, all right, before you just chant out racist like I'm some square Irish guy. First of all, there's German, there's Scotch, Native American, which would be Shasta Indian, I believe, Italian, Spanish, which is a Latin country, which would then, under the one drop rule, make me Latino. So I'm Latino because I'm mixed, so therefore, I could say what the fuck I want because I'm Latino. And what you got to say to it, eh? You son of a bitch, eh? You want to fuck, eh? I fuck you, you fuck me, fuck you. Fuck you, Santa de Bitch, eh? No, I fucking blow you, dude. You mean blow me away? Ah, fuck you. You fuck, I fuck. No, 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 no. No, we're not doing that, Pedro. We're not. I could say that. I'm Latino. I have Latin blood in me. Get off my ass. Latin. Old school. Italian. Spanish. Those are Latin countries. Yeah. Get off my ass. And I got Shasta Indian. Pow! Up your ass with a piece of grass. That's what we used to say back in the 70s. Back when we didn't ride bikes with pads and shit. Helmets. We didn't. We stayed out after the lights came on. Fuck them lights. We're still staying out. Get your ass in here. Okay, Mom. only thing that got us inside was Mom's, you know, threatening to punch us dead in the grill. And we're watchers. We watch everything. What do? We watch TV. We watch the clock. We watch porn. We watch movies. We watch each other watching porn. We watch somebody getting off. We people watch. I watch people. People watch me. Watch what I'm doing. Hey, hold my beer. Watch this. I'm wearing a watch. Want to watch my watch? Look at it. Let's watch the time. Are you watching me? Hey, spot me. Watch me. We're watchers. That's what we are. We're all watchers. And if you're blind, well, then you're not really a watcher, are you? You're just kind of fucking blind. That was stupid. So I'm looking at my notes, looking at my jokes. Ooh, let's go back and forth. Let's go back to the presidential race, shall we? Recently, some cow of a comedian, I forgot her name already, she had a show. And she was being introduced on her show by Madonna, of all people. I don't know how she ended up there. She didn't open for her. She just introduced her. But during her introduction, she said, anybody who votes for Hillary Clinton, she will give them a blowjob. And she will swallow. She looks you in the eye. Now, how fucking dirty. Now, people thought it was funny. And it probably, I mean, it's a joke, obviously. She's not going to blow all these dudes because, you know, those dudes that vote for Clinton have pussies. So she can't blow them. So it's impossible. Any man that votes for Hillary has a vagina. I'm sorry. It's just it. It has nothing to do with her being a woman. She's a liar and a murderer. And I don't trust a liar and a murderer. So there's that. And she hides and she's sneaky and she's got money and she's just evil. She's an evil, evil wench. And she's sick all the time and she's always coughing. And who wants all that? Who wants a sick president? Not me. Now, my guy was Ben Carson, but, you know, something happened. He's like, yeah, fuck this shit. So he's out. So we got choices. There is the lesser of two evils, but, you know, I'm afraid if Hillary gets elected. Now, she's offering all these free blowjobs to men with vaginas. She says she's going to swallow. How classy is that? Since when have the elections been less dignified? They're no longer dignified anymore. We are the laughingstock of the fucking globe. We are the laughingstock. People are making a joke of the elections, a joke of the candidate. America, fuck America, those bitches. They suck. They're weak. Look at their candidate. You got some rich guy with orange skin and fake, you know, his hair comb over. And then you got some lying old hag who sold uranium to Russia, who didn't respond to Benghazi, said, oh, no, we didn't have enough time, but can bring hundreds of thousands of refugees in the country. Just not put them anywhere. Oh, okay, yeah. But we couldn't come to the rescue of those in Benghazi, huh? Really? Really? Huh? Really? Huh? For sure? Really? Huh? So Madonna wants to give blowjobs to all the vaginas that'll vote for Clinton. And I say, let her. If she wants to suck on some vag, fine. She's sick anyway. Something's wrong with her anyway. Madonna, really? Madonna, really, Madonna? Dignified. Your daughter? Is your daughter listening to this? Couldn't you just set it in private? Did you have to tell a room full of people? I mean, it's comedy, but that was quite the... If the comedian had said it, yeah, it's believable because that comedian's a pig. I'd seen her. I wouldn't snap off a dead man's dick and bang her with it. That's way too undignified. No way. That's disrespectful to him. So she's disgusting. Madonna's disgusting. She couldn't just say, hey, I'll give a free concert to those that'll, you know, that's more respectable. Hey, vote for Hillary, Hillary voters only to the concert, and it's a free concert. Come see me play, and we'll raise funds for, you know, for whatever. But blowjobs, really, you're not a comedian, Madonna. You're not a comedian. Leave the jokes to the jokesters. You can keep your blowjob. That bump on your lip kind of scares me, so I'm staying away from that herp. Speaking of herpes, Kim Kardashian. boy. Miss fake ass herself. Gosh. She's not in the news because she was, I'm doing these finger air quotes, robbed at gunpoint in Paris. Apparently, the thieves took millions of dollars in jewelry from her, and they robbed her at gunpoint, and they posed as, I think, policemen or security or something. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with that scenario. You're by yourself. You've got millions of dollars in jewelry. You're in a foreign country. You're by yourself, you stupid, stupid woman. You're on Snapchat going, look at my jewelry. I'm staying at the Le Fleur, room number 306. The door will be open. But, it's safe here. We are in France. And you got robbed. Now, it's so ridiculous that it makes you want to think, this isn't even real. By the way, my chat is still going. It's still trying to open. It's been 21 minutes now, and my chat's not open. Yeah, we're going to seriously consider moving along to another host, because this is just Blog Talk. You're kind of breaking my heart here. You're breaking my balls. You're breaking my heart. You've changed everything, and I don't like it. And, you know, that's why I'm not a premium member anymore. That's why I have half-hour shows, because you suck. Fix it. My chat has been trying to load for the last 22 minutes. And it normally loads right away until you change shit. Now it doesn't load at all. And I can't use the microphone feature, so I have to use my cell phone to call. Thanks. I was going to say Snapchat. Thanks, Blog Talk. Anyway, Kim Kardashian, fake ass. And if you've seen her in tight pants, if you're a man and you go, ooh, yeah, she's hot, you are a weird, weird person. You are a basement-dwelling, nose-picking, pizza-eating, hot pocket-eating, mother-living-with-mother, fat, disgusting, 40-something bald gamer. I wouldn't snap off a dead guy's dick and give it to Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry. She made her bones in the business by copping a knob of Ray J. Half of you don't even know who Ray J is. He's, what's her name? I was going to say Monica. It's singer. It'll come to me. Famous singer back in the 90s and 2000s, early 2000s. Her brother. And he's, I guess, trying to make his own thing. I don't know. Has a song or two. I don't know. I don't listen to it. Nobody talks about him. They just talk about the shit rap that's out today. Anyway, he recorded her, and she gave a pretty good performance from what I understand. I didn't watch the thing because she's a pig. Her and Rosie O'Donnell, they're like two pigs in a pod, two pigs in a pen. And she deep-throated and took it and all this other stuff and then got – I remember watching her on a show where she was crying. Oh, my God, they made the video. Suddenly, boom, she's like an overnight sensation. Perfumes, she's on the red carpet, flaunting her ass. For what? For doing – Kim Kardashian, what are you good for? What are you good for? What the fuck are you good for? Now – you've been robbed, so now you're all quiet. Now you wear hoodies, and I don't want to be in the spotlight. The show is on hiatus. The show fucking sucks. Who watches that bullshit? I don't know anybody in my little circle of friends and family that watches that show because it's bullshit. That's what millennials watch. They'll sit up there. Do you hear what happened on Kardashian? There was a fight, and there was this, and they're talking about it. Same with all them stupid hip-hop, loving hip-hop, New York, Atlanta, L.A., Tampa, Timbuktu. They're fucking stupid. It all started with MTV and the very – I think I saw the second season of where everybody lived in a damn house, and it was in San Francisco. I saw that because it was in San Francisco. And it was it's just like a bunch of roommates, but they just filmed them. You know, of course, there's going to be some fucked-up roommates who don't wash their ass and that type of stuff. And that's what it was. It was just a bunch of people living in a house and different personalities, and everybody fought all the time, and it was just bullshit, and everybody fucked each other. And that's all it was. It was lame. And I think I watched the second season, I go, oh, my God, I'm stupid. I can hear my brain cells dying as I watch this. Real world. That ain't the real world. It's bullshit. It should be, their logo should just be a pile of shit. This is a bullshit show. We're catering to, well, where the millennials around, they are now. And they're, oh, my God, teen pregnant, 16 and pregnant. Oh, my God, did you see what happened? Oh, really? I can't watch that crap. I can't. It's just bullshit. It's so much bullshit. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm blowing my fucking brains out. And people still watch that shit, and they still talk about the Kardashians. Stop talking about the Kardashians. Stop it. I don't care. Every time I listen to the radio in the morning, I listen to Lamont and Tonelli, the local radio show out here on The Bone, 107.7, The Bone, FM dial in San Francisco. That was a plug. And then they do make fun of it. They do make fun of it, and they talked about, you know, and it was funny because I saw this meme, and it said what's his name, Kim Kardashian, and it was her husband, Kanye West, and it was him, and it said, Kanye, who robbed Kim, and underneath it said, niggas in Paris. Now, before you flip out and go, oh, my God, he said the N-word. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm Hispanic, and Hispanics can say it. Latinos, they say it all the time. I hear them. Filipinos, Asians, I hear everybody saying it. So I'm doing a quote. It's a fucking quote. So re the fuck lax. All right? Jeez. Anyway, on that note, I'm out.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.